Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with a special edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to allow for the trumpets to blow while we give my co-host an opportunity to come on the line, and we'll be right back with you. One moment, please. Shalom, shalom, everyone. We'd like to thank you. This is a very special edition of the Yehuda Project. I am waiting for my co-host to come online. This is Yaina Israel from the Yehuda, from the Nation of Yehuda. And we felt that it was necessary to have this show, this particular edition of the show, because there are some things that we feel like we have to announce that is necessary for the continuance of the Yehuda Project. I'd like to first say I'd like to thank all of our listeners for being so dedicated, to the people who have listened live, to those who have archived our show, to those who have downloaded it on your phones and through all of the technical mechanisms that was necessary for you to hear what it was that we were trying to get to you. And what we would like to say is we appreciate your continued commitment to the Yehuda Project and allowing us to continue to come into your homes, into your cars, into your hearts, into your families, into your community. We have received an enormous response from people all over the world who have listened to our programs and have enjoyed the things that we have done. We are expanding our marketing base to be able to go into the social media marketing directives so that we will be able to reach in all areas. However, our approach is not going to be like all the other groups that are out there on YouTube and Dailymotion and all of those things, which brought us to the reason why we're having this particular show today. And we won't be before you long, but we felt like it was necessary to be able to say some things to the people, because we don't ever want you to believe or feel like that we're doing anything negative, deceitful, or anything that would bring a negative reproach on our nation as a whole. Our goal and our mission, as we always state, is to educate our people, to change our community, to reach our young people, to gather ourselves so that at the time of the Exodus, when the Most High says that it's time to go, we're ready to leave as a nation. That is the purpose for the Yehuda Project, and to also inform you and to keep you informed of the things that are going on around the world so that we will be kept abreast as to how close the time is. And believe me, the time is coming very, very near. I wanted to read to you a disclaimer so that you all would understand that the opinions expressed on the radio program by the different host guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinion of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Yehuda Project or the Yehuda Project affiliate or the Nation of Yehuda. We believe that free thought is a philosophy, not a policy, and although the Yehuda Project program may take stance on individual issues, that show itself remains an educational platform. The purpose of this radio show is to educate the public on issues which affect our Hebrew nation, communities, and families. This radio program gives people a chance to discuss topics which are not normally discussed in a social context. Many of the topics discussed are on a very personal issue, and some people may find opinions expressed on this program offensive. It is you, the reader or the listener, who makes the choice of whether to believe us or not. And our response is do your own research. Anytime we do a program of the Yehuda Project where we give you information, we try and we pride ourselves in citing our source so that you're able, as the listener, to be able to look it up for yourself, find the information for yourself, and to send the information on or to pass the information on. Brother Adonijah, do you have anything you have to say?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonijah. And I want to say Shabbat shalom to all the Shabbat observers. And, we just want to try to bring some clarity to who we are and what our purpose here in this cap. We want to be able to try to figure out how we can get out of this captive state. You understand? When the smoke clears, we want to be the ones that can bring righteousness back into the world. And so this is the purpose of us having this venue to be out to our folks, our people, you understand, and let them know that there is hope for us. You understand? And we don't have to continuously depend on these people. We need to try to start bringing, taking care of our own business. We have, you know, there's certain things that we could do to try to sustain our own living. Because after, you know, this society is on its way out. The Almighty, it's almost to its fulfillment of that the prophecy, with the prophecies, and things are happening here today that shows us exactly that. And so we have to be able to sustain ourselves after all of these things. All of the prophecies have been met, so that we can be able to bring our children back online with righteousness. There's no righteousness in this earth right now, you know, and they're not afraid to use it. That's all they talk about. You understand? Of doing harm to one another, you understand? You know, so, and this is a learned behavior. We learn this, you understand, throughout our captivity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bring some righteousness to our peoples. And with that, I turn it back over to you, Yaina.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much. And that is why we wanted to come before you today. We didn't have an audience. There's no one listening to us today in terms of callers and caller-ins and people that want to ask questions because this is a different show. We needed to do this to let you know that we are planning to have a show every day of the week from the Yehuda Project with different venues, different Hebrew Israelites. We may even have brothers or sisters that are not fully conscious on the show. But what our goal is to be able to allow our brothers and sisters in whatever state they are in, through the love of the Most High, to be able to express themselves so that in that venue we will be able to reach out to those brothers and sisters and be able to help them in any way we possibly can to understand what this thing is really all about. I also want to let you know that there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are becoming conscious that are coming out of Christianity into the nation of Yehuda that have rolled up their sleeves and said, hey, we want to work, and what is it that we need to do? Those things are the things that we have been praying for. Our prayers have been answered, and they are coming in with a sincere heart so that we can build this nation. One of the other issues that I wanted to deal with is the fact that We have a program on our show on Tuesday called Members of a Better World. Prince Asiel and I think Prince Elron are the host and the co-host, are the host and the co-host, and we do support them. We have allowed them full access to their show on Tuesday night, and they are creating a community in Israel, in the city of Arad, for those individuals who want to go to Israel and to be able to work to build that community. I'd like to make an announcement. This is not the exodus that is spoken of in the scriptures in terms of us leaving as a nation. This particular program is for individuals who would like to go over to Israel and work in the community there and to help to build their community. I'd like to also say that we are behind any group that is 100% positive in the efforts that they're making to bring our people together as a nation. And I wanted to let the people know also that we have a policy on our website, and it's called Unauthorized Cultish Behavior. And we believe that anyone should be able to come as they are. Your beliefs may change. You know, your cultural identity will change. Your language, you will add your true language to the languages that you know. But we do not believe in any cultish behavior. You know, we do not promote any cultish behavior. We don't constitute manipulation, control, isolation, or separation from your everyday life. We know that we're scattered in different countries all over this earth and are obligated to obey the laws of the lands in which we are living in as long as they don't contradict the law of Torah. You know, we encourage all people who are interested in learning with us to participate in any classes that we offer and to draw your own conclusion, you know, and whether or not you want to join the movement, it is definitely up to you. You know, we promote all of the people who come to us to be comfortable. You know, we do not promote any of our members to be instructed on what they should think, how they should act, how they should feel. You know, we won't control or manipulate, tell you who to date, what job to take, who to marry, how, you know, we're not what to wear, where to live, how many children you have. We do not believe in any psychological abuse. We do not promote any kind of abuse at all. That means child abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, psychological abuse, or any type of behavior that violates the humanity of our people. We will report any type of abuse to the local authorities so that the people who perpetrate this abuse will be prosecuted by local authorities in jail. So these are the things that we have to make sure that all of the listeners understand, because there's a lot of things out there on the Internet right now, and as our people become conscious and they begin to start to wake up, some of you will go to the Internet, you will go to YouTube, and you will go to Daily Motion and Pow Talk, and you'll begin to engage in some of these groups. And we do not want you to get sidetracked as to your ethnic identity. Our job from the Most High is to build a nation. We want our people to be as whole and healthy as possible. We have Torah-based people in the Nation of Yehuda, Old Testament only, New Testament. We believe that everyone is welcome to come into the Nation of Yehuda. We don't believe in singularity, you know, where we feel like that we're the only ones that's right and no one else is. There are other groups out there that are positive as well. You know, we believe that, you know, if you pray about it and you decide that you want to come with us, that's fine. If not, the Most High has other groups out there that are just as qualified to do what it is that we're doing. We are building the Nation of Yehuda. You know, we don't believe in abusing people's finances. We will not intimidate you or trick you into giving us any money. You know, we won't do those types of things. You know, we're not going to tell you who to be friends with, to isolate yourselves from your relatives, your children. We will not do that. We're not going to do that. We want everyone to be able to feel free to donate your time, your energy, and your free will to do whatever it is that you want to do. We're trying to show love to all of our brothers and sisters, whether they are conscious or unconscious. Brother Adonijah, you want to say something behind that?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that when we came, when we put our foot on this continent, we adapted and we took on the ways of the other nations, so to speak. So we have become accustomed to whatever understanding that we have of the Almighty. So we don't want to block that from you. We want to let you make your own decision in this matter. That's not our job. That's the Almighty's job. The Almighty will change your thinking and show you a better or different way give you a better understanding. So that's not our job to do that. We just want to bring to give you a clear vision so that you know what they say. They say that, you understand, once you have an understanding of things, then you can make a conscious decision. You know, a lot of times that we've taken on these ways, you understand, we just do it because it's something to do. You understand? We don't do it to gain any kind of understanding on it. You understand? It's because everybody else is whatever that denomination or deity or religion, you understand, that's what you want to do. You understand? So what we're trying to do here is give you a better perspective of things. Gather ourselves. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We heard you. Go ahead.
Yeah, to give a better perspective of things so that we can make a conscious decision. Right now, what we need to try to do is we know that this place is getting ready to crumble. It's crumbling as we speak. I was watching the news today, you understand, they can't make a decision on the people at the borders, the kids that are coming to America and trying to become citizens in America, and they can't make a decision on how to support this effort. You know, if this place was so powerful, you understand, as they think they are, it shouldn't be a no-brainer. You understand? They talking about human beings, and they talking about children. So, and they can't make a decision. The ones say that they want to send them back. You understand? To the degradation that they running from, and the other one is trying to take control of them in another form. You understand? So they right now they're not doing nothing. You understand? You know so. And the people that are supposed to make the decision on that is going on vacation for a month. them people that are stuck in that particular situation is in limbo for another month. And then when they come back, you know they ain't going to jump right on it. So it'll be another month before they even get to that. You understand? So this place is vastly coming down. They got people that want to come to America, you understand, but they don't see that the America. And here we are, right in the midst of it, and we see this thing coming down. And so we need to really try to figure out how we can sustain our living. And that is my pet peeve here, you understand, is that we try to gather ourselves so that we can figure out how we can fix this stuff for us. We got to take charge of our own destiny, because these guys is not thinking about us at all.
No,
they thinking That's about true. Trying to save their own Keisha. Hallelujah.
That's true. Hallelujah. And also, we'd like to say we had someone join us in the chat line, but we'd like to say that this particular edition of the Yehuda Project is to shed some light on some issues that we need to address, to make some announcements about things that we are doing, and to give you an opportunity to understand what our goal and our purpose is. There's a lot of fighting going on among ourselves. There's fighting going on among the camps. There are all type of YouTube clips out there. This camp is coming against that one and exposing this one and that one. We do not engage in that type of behavior. Our goal is never to tear down any one camp or never to come against any one particular person or persons. Our job is to nation build. We do have topics that come up on our show occasionally, and we may address those topics, but our ultimate goal is to be able to bring love to the whole situation, because what we look like, and I understand that we're very passionate people, and we want to be able to express ourselves and get our point across, and when you know you feel like you have the truth and you're very passionate about it, a lot of times our delivery, the way we deliver things, comes across mm-hmm. very aggressive. And I know the scripture says, cry loud and spare not. We do understand. But at the same time, at the nation of Yehuda, we do not engage in any conversation or material that is obscene, indecent, offensive, pornographic, hateful, racially or ethnically offensive, defamatory, unreasonably violent, threatening, intimidating, or harassing. We do not engage in those type of conversations and materials. Now, we may play some YouTube clips where people are using obscenities or they're using language that we consider to be offensive to some people. But anytime we do that, it is to show you the state of our people. We have got to stop coming across the way we're coming across, because we are building a nation. We understand that there are warriors out there, and we understand that there are soldiers out there, and we want to appeal to the older soldiers out there. You know, if you ever listen to any of our shows and you hear these young men that are on there, that are out there, that have been released to go on the street corners, and they are, you know, the language is offensive or hateful or racially offensive or defamatory in any way, we urge you to try and mentor our brothers and sisters so that we understand that we can still get our point across. You know, we can still be as powerful as we are, because the content of the book never changes. The communication of the book never changes. And the prophecy, the prophetic fingerprint of the Bible never changes. It is going to be what it is going to be. You know, and yes, the other nations have a destiny with the Most High, and yes, they have an appointment with the Most High, and that their outcome is not going to be ours. But at the same time, you have to be strategic in the way you present yourself. Because what you're doing is, when you're out there presenting yourself in an aggressive manner, they always turn it back on us and say, see, I told you they don't know how to act. We need to do something about this. So you must be very strategic in the way you present your information to the point where you reach your audience. This is nothing but marketing 101. You got to understand. You have to understand that the content that they receive, the communication that you bring forth, is just as powerful as being out there, but you have got to tailor your approach. And that is all we want to say about that. We do believe in the brothers that are on the street corner. Some of them are doing an excellent job. They're feeding the poor. You know, one of my favorite camps is Priest Awam in California, and he's out there feeding the hungry. And, you know, he's preaching, and he's feeding them, and he's giving them food. Some other brothers up in New York City, Zabak, and some of the other camps that are out there, I don't know everyone's name, but I have come across a lot of them on YouTube. And, you know, we see a lot of brothers and sisters out there that are doing positive. But as much positive as it is out there, it is a lot of negativity out there as well, and it's a lot of hatred still being taught. And if we're the righteous seed of Yah, there should be no group, whether it be Christian or Muslim, that is more righteous than us, that is able to handle the community or the masses the way we do. There has to be a difference shown. Brother Adonai?
Cain. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But one thing that I don't agree with, I don't agree on the street preaching and trying to bring people around to the understanding. The best way that I think that we should to bring people into the understanding is that we have to be an example by sight. You understand? We have to put together like the Christians do. They put together programs. Most people don't even understand the organization of Christianity. All they see is that they can send their kids to a daycare center and go to work and come back and pick their children up. They have elderly programs. You understand, for the elderly. You understand, they feed the elderly Meals on Wheels or whatever it is. You understand, that's what people see, and that's what's attractive to most people. You understand, and you know, you find them on the street also preaching and knocking on doors and etc. You understand what I'm saying? That's part of their program. When they get you to come, they invite you to their place of worship. You understand, and most people go because it's organized. That's what we have to do. We have to organize and make ourselves more presentable. Understand? Now, when I first came into this way of understanding, there wasn't no brothers and sisters talking about Israel on the street. They didn't do that. I came in there, you understand, because of they looked it good. They looked like flowers, you understand, all flowers. And then I heard what Cohen had to say. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the stuff that attracted me. And it wasn't all that organized, but in that day and time. But we need to get organized. We've been doing this here for a little while now. We need to be able to give people. You understand? It's not enough just to say that you're Hebrew Israelites. You got to practice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And again, this is the beautiful part about the Yehuda Project and the Nation of Yehuda. We don't always agree, but we've learned to disagree agreeably. And see, I see it differently. I don't see a problem with, hold on one moment, please. Excuse me. I don't see a problem with the street preachers at all. I mean, I remember as a little girl, the Jehovah's Witnesses used to go and knock door to door and knock on people's door, and a lot of times people would shun them away, but they always showed love. They left their information. They showed love, you know, and I understand that the soldiers have to be out there on the front line. It's just another method that the Most High is using to let the world know that this thing is changing. So I don't have an issue at all with the street preachers. It's just the young people, some of the older ones, that are out there spewing hatred. That's what I have a problem with, and that's what we have to come against that with love, and that's how we have to change it. Brother Donia?
Cain, I understand perfectly. And I have a problem with it, but I'm not going to try to stop nobody from doing that because that the Almighty has inspired them to do that. You understand? But I don't, like you said, I don't agree with all of that. You understand?
Right,
degrading people. I'm not for that at all, period. And I see that, that's how that thing manifests. It manifests itself into that particular stuff. You understand? It's got more and more people out there doing that rather than talking about the true and living Yah and his laws, his ordinances, and commandments. You understand? Now, it started out, I'm sure, it started out being teaching and showing, trying to show people, but it progressed into something like that. You understand? All of those negativities. You understand? So that, you understand? But you understand? But if you can do this, if you can do that, be out there on the pulpit talking like that outside, and trying to bring people in that way. You understand? See, and I see that as this. You understand? They didn't really have anything to offer anybody when they was doing it. You understand? They couldn't say, well, come on in that place, you understand, and we're going to get you a job, or we're going to feed you. You understand? We're going to feed you and feed you the understanding, you understand, and put you on a job. They didn't have all of that. So it progressed into something negative. You understand? But it's all right if they can bring a brother or sister in. How not to be, to put down the gun, and we're going to give you a job in place of it. We're going to show you how you can become an entrepreneur. You understand what I'm saying? And we're going to give you some understanding with it. I could see that. But you understand? Other than that, man, you understand, they didn't have those things. They don't have them now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I think the word is what liberates, and the word is what helps us. And everyone has their own opinion as to how, this ought to go. But the Most High has given each one of us a mandate to do what we need to do. And because we're coming around so close to the time for us to start really gathering, and it's time now for us to come together with all of the YouTube clips and the information that we have given you under the Yehuda Project, it is time for us to start gathering. I wanted to also make an announcement that we are recruiting people. If you are interested to come into the Nation of Yehuda, we have departments that are available for you to come into. We even have partnerships. We have a Chamber of Commerce. If you have a business or you have an idea, we have an entrepreneurship program to be able to help you to get those ideas off the ground. We are providing a whole lot of different, a wealth of resources for our people to be able to come together and to be able to survive in this day and time. Also, I would also like to say, that the Yehuda Project and the radio shows that we're going to plan on having every day of the week, and giving people from across the globe an opportunity to be on the show and have a show. We want you to encourage each other, to start listening to the Yehuda Project and come on the show and give resources and information as to what you're offering our community as a whole, so we can begin to work together. Because it's like Brother Adonia said, the other nations are not, when they include us in anything, it is strictly from a commodity standpoint. I mean, except for the leaders that we have had that have been placed up in government, that have made this journey a little bit easier than it could have been. We are really not considered human. We are still considered, three-fifths of a human being, two-fifths of a human being in their eyes, and we are not considered human. So we have to begin to do things for ourselves and take care of ourselves. We're going to start having something on the Shabbat so that the people around the country that began to listen to us, that are keeping the Sabbath, that really don't know how to keep the Sabbath and what they need to do, we encourage you. We're going to start having that probably September the 1st. We're going to start offering Shabbat topics on the Shabbat so we can talk about the Most High, the things that we need to be doing. We definitely will be hosting holy days for all of the people who have joined the Nation of Yehuda and the Yehuda Project that would like to come to the holy days, celebrate with us, enjoy with us, connect with us, get to put faces with voices, and really begin to enjoy ourselves as a nation. And these are the things that we're looking for. With the School of Knowledge, we are looking for instructors, brothers and sisters, and let me say that again, brothers and sisters that consider themselves to be subject matter experts, that can come on the scene and give information about different topics that will help us as a nation. So these are all of the things that we're putting together with the Nation of Yehuda. Brother Adonijah, you want to elaborate?
Yes. See, this is what I'm talking about, what the Nation of Yehuda is trying to do. They're trying to get people that have skills and that have businesses already set up, you understand, so that we can promote some of those things that are already set up. Plus, we're trying to get an entrepreneur program set up so that those that have those skills and don't have a way of promoting themselves, we can promote that. So these things need to be put together, and we're doing a very good job in doing so. You understand? My nephews and them got a crew, and I'm going to get them to sign up. You understand? So that we can promote them. You understand what I'm saying? Because they do a very good job. These things right here, see, one thing that we know, that the Almighty said that he was going to bring us back into the land, is to no avail for us to go back into the land, and we can't build this. We're supposed to build up the waste places when we get back there. So we got to have all of these things in place. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do today is to try to bring these skills in line. You understand? We're going to have to be able to sell them, build a commerce with those people. You understand? By selling them stuff and them selling us stuff, we have to take charge of our own destiny here. You understand? When the smoke clears, we got to be the one to bring righteousness to the earth. There is no righteousness. Everybody got a gun. You understand? And everybody talking crazy, too. You understand? You know, so we got to be able to be the ones that bring this righteousness and humility. We got to be humble with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is so very true. Also, we're looking for an editor, someone who has the ability or would like to take on the task, because we want to reinvent and reiterate the seventh seal. That is our online newsletter that we sent out in the beginning, and we would like to. So there are so many different areas that we need people in that would be willing to volunteer their time, their talent, and their treasure, and to help build the Nation of Yehuda. We are hoping that it will move from a volunteer status to actually employment. We have ideas that we're putting on the market for people to be able to generate income for our people so that we will be able to sustain ourselves and so we'll be able to eat every day. So these are a lot of the things that we're putting in place, you know, to maintain ourselves as a nation and in a community of people that help to sustain ourselves. And I know it's very difficult to do this because we have been conditioned. We have had program learning. We've had program conditioning. We've had advertisements and all types of things that have come up on us that have controlled our mental capability, our decisions, our choices, and they have basically controlled our commerce. So we just want everyone to know that our job in this thing is to be able to build our nation. We are not bashing any more women. We're not bashing any more men. We're both hurting. We need to heal each other. We need to love each other. And we need to forgive each other and move forward as a nation. We are not one to encourage any one group that disallows other people to come in. We're not associating ourselves with anyone that cannot accept everyone. We're just not going to do it. You know, we're not going to have any hatred. We're not going to have any backbiting. We're not going to have it. We're just not going to have it. There are plenty of groups out there that do that, and we just feel like, you know, if that's in your spirit, then you're not going to work well with us because we're going to love everybody. You know, we may be a little rough around the edges, and we may need some patience, and we're going to try our best to give that patience as much as we can. We realize that there are individuals that have been sent by some of our government agencies to infiltrate certain groups, to try to tear the groups down. But you know what we do? We if we feel like that you're a part of that or that's what's in your spirit, if you try to come against anyone in this nation and put one against the other, we expose you, we dismiss you, and we keep it moving. Because our goal is to build our nation. Our goal is not to become a threat to anyone. We are not domestic terrorists. We are not any of those things. We don't have an army. We're not the Black Panthers. We don't have anything to do with anybody that's not, and I'm not saying the Black Panthers are not positive, because that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that our goal is to build our nation of people, educate our children, save our young people from killing each other, get our community ready as they begin to wake up, so that when it is time, when the Most High says that it is time for us to leave, we leave as a nation. And that is our whole goal. You know, so we just wanted to make sure that we let you all know that even though you may come on this radio show and we may have something every day of the week, because that is our goal, is to have something every day of the week on this show, even though you may hear something, someone may make a comment that's contradictory to Scripture, it does not mean that we all agree with everything that everyone says out of their mouth. So we just wanted to make that very clear, that people, our nation is full of people with different beliefs. Everybody believes, very few people believe the same things on the same topics all the time. Our main goal is to nation build. Our main goal is to deal with our ethnicity and allow you to be a free thinker and believe what you want to believe, because every one of us has to stand before the Most High on our own. We're not going to stand as a group. Brother Adonai?
That is true. You understand? You know, like I said, I disagree, but that does not stop me from working for the nation of Yehuda. You understand? Let it go on record that I disagree with a lot of things. You understand? But I'm not going to turn my back on my peoples. You understand? You should know that the Almighty going eventually, he's going to make everything all right. So all of the differences of opinions and differences, things that we've been taught, you understand, the Almighty going to reveal the truth to you. And it's going to happen in the end of times. Our only job is that we find a way to work together. Work together, you understand, the Almighty will bless that. Trust me, he will put his... he will put us a stamp of approval on us, and he will show us what we need to do and guide us in the way that we need to do it. You understand? So I don't have no doubt about it. That's why it doesn't make no difference whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Pan-African, or Afrocentric. You understand? Because those are the main things that we involved ourselves with since we've been here in this captive state. You understand? I mean, we might be amongst the Scientologists and all of that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? But most of us have, we don't have no pull in none of those other organizations. We do have a little understanding and people in place in the Christian doctrine and Muslims and Pan-Africanism and Afrocentric, you understand? And those are the people that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the ones that's governed by somebody else, you understand? So, but it's all going to pan out because the Almighty says so, you understand? And he's the one that's orchestrating everything.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. And we also want to let everyone know that even though we support the Amita, which is a nonprofit organization, Members of a Better World over in Israel, we know they're fighting over there right now, and there's a lot of things going on at this moment, and we do not believe that that is the way that the masses are going to go into Israel. We believe in our heart that when the time comes, we will not need anything or any group to help us to get into our own land. When the time comes, we're going to move into our own land per the power of the Most High and the Scriptures. The reason why we support these endeavors is for the people who want to go over and to live in the land now and work under these organizations, because they figured out a way legally where you can come over and work and maintain a status and be able to stay in the land, because that is a land that has strict policies on immigrants coming over to stay. And the policies have maybe laxed a little bit, but they consistently try to keep a tab on everyone that's coming over, because they do not want us to come over. They do not want us to come back to our own land. So I just wanted to make that very clear. We know that we will not need an AMITA. We will not need a nonprofit organization for the nation to go over to Israel, because we know the Most High is going to do that on his own. He does not need our help in doing that. We understand that. The reason why we support these endeavors, and we only support them as long as they remain positive. We do not support any sexual abuse of children. Not saying that that happens with their group, but we've had other reports. We're moving forward from those things, and we're divorcing ourselves from those things. But we only support things that are positive for our people. The Nation of Yehuda will be here for those individuals who decide to go over to Israel and work, be here as a contact, a point of contact, if you need any help at all whatsoever getting back or doing certain things here in the United States. We will be here to help you. We will have a liaison that is made available to those people that come through our program, our training program, so that we will be here to help you to do what you need to do. That is the reason why we're having this show, to let you know that that is the goals of our nation and what we're planning, trying to do, and we're trying to do it as gracefully and as humbly as we know how, with all the love that we have in our heart to give to our people. And the Most High has chosen us to do a specific task, and we're going to be obedient. You know, I know that this is a very rare endeavor for women to speak out in such a manner, you know, but I find it an honor to be a part of the Royal House of King Dawid and have the opportunity to be able to speak to the people of the Most High, to let them know that love has to be the main objective this time, because we've been through enough. I mean, we have been through enough. I mean, it's just, we've gone through enough. It's time to start coming together, and we will not accept anyone that comes with a hidden agenda. We will not accept anyone that comes with hatred in their heart. We will not accept anyone who has been taught to dismiss another group because of their beliefs. We will not accept that. We're not going to operate in that manner. So this is the reason why Adonai and I decided to have this special edition of the Yehuda Project, so that we will let everyone know, because we know you archive our shows. We look at the stats continuously, and the people are beginning to listen to us worldwide. I got an email from a young lady that's from Ghana, and she was watching the YouTube clips and the interview that we did with one of the sisters in Israel, and she contacted us. You know, these are the things that are going on right now. We're consistently getting emails from people who want to help. We're consistently getting emails from people who want to join. And we've got to let our people know that even though you may listen to some of our shows and hear some things that don't quite sound right, we don't all believe the same thing. We're just giving specific groups an opportunity to express themselves on the Nation of Yehuda's platform, because we believe that they're doing something positive. Brother Adonai?
Kane, I'd like to reiterate on the people that are in Dimona at this particular time. I understand.
We can't hear you.
I don't specifically know the details of their plan, but I know that the Almighty also had a plan. And his plan was that we be established in that land as black Hebrew Israelites. And that's what happened so far. Certain things that happened in to those people that went over there to establish their plan, You understand? That has not panned out as well as they thought it would. But we know that the Almighty's plan had worked. We know that that when they went over to that land, they were to establish as the people of that land, because that the Almighty had ordained that to, for us anyway. And before they went over there in 1968, there was not one black man over there that's talking about black Hebrew Israelites. So I know that the Almighty's plan was had to be that we be established in that land. The first wave of folks that, to go over to the land. Now we're asking for people that want to reestablish that. We can, you know, those that go over to that land early, I want to say, is to establish a government structure that put them in place, because the peoples that are running that land right now are not going to be there very much longer. And I mean, even for the Palestinians, they're not going to be there that much longer. And we have to be in place, and we have to have a government structure in place. And we have to have people over there that's going to help to put that government structure. So that's one of my things that I'm trying to get everybody to understand, that this is the time of the Almighty. The Creator is moving hastily to establish us. You understand? You know, just the other day, this is news here, just the other day in California, around the California beach line, there was a lightning strike that it wasn't on anybody's radar. The newscast didn't forecast that this lightning. A cloud came up in the sky, and it struck the water. And it killed one person and put seven other people in the hospital. Now, this was the hand of the Almighty. They didn't recognize this until the cloud showed up, and then the lightning struck. And they said that the thunder was so loud, it shook the earth. This had to be the Almighty. He's just giving us a little touch. Destruction that's going to happen to this place. So we have to be put in place here today. And, you know, this might not be the topic, but I mean, topic that we're talking about, but this is our time now. We got to work towards this end. Our only job is that we gather ourselves. Gather ourselves in a way in peace and harmony and humility. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree with him. We have about 6 minutes left. So I just wanted to reiterate some things for the people that are listening under the sound of our voices. If you're becoming conscious and you're in Christianity, we invite you to come into the Nation of Yehuda. We're about love. We're about nation building. We're about gathering. If you go on the Internet, beware of some of the groups that are teaching hatred. If you come across a group where you're not allowed to express yourself, we ask you to clear. If you come across a group that is preaching hatred against women, we advise you to steer clear. If you come across a group that is aggressive and have a hatred spirit, period, we advise you to steer clear, because we have got to present ourselves as the righteous seed of the Most High Yah. And it's important for us to understand that we have to love one another. We have to be there for one another. We have to encourage one another. And that is our goal. That is our mission. That is the only reason why we're here, because we were given a mandate by the Most High to build a nation. And that is what we're planning on doing. We do not care whether you are Torah only, Old Testament only, New Testament only. We believe that the Bible itself, as Prince Osiel said, is a legal document guaranteeing the journey of all of the nations of the earth. And that the people of Israel, the descendants of the 12 tribes of Yaakov, have a responsibility first to ourselves as a nation to gather ourselves in righteousness, and then to be an example to the world as to how we worship our Yah, and how they are going to have to come suit, follow suit. So this is the whole purpose for our show. We did not open this up to everyone because we did not want, this is not a debate issue. It is an announcement that we're making to those who want to become a part of the nation of Yehuda, to give everyone an opportunity to know that you are more than welcome to come into our, the nation of Yehuda. And we have male and female. Let me say that again. We believe in male and female workers who will come into the nation of Yehuda, roll up their sleeves and work side by side together, and to be able to build this nation in the respect, with the respect and the honor and the responsibility and the accountability to the Most High and to the Spirit. So that is why we did that. Brother Donia, we got about 1 or 1.5 minutes. Do you want to say something to the people?
I just want to let each and every one of you to know that I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And to let you know that it's nation building time, that we must come together. That is, it's a must that we come together. This is not no if, ands, buts, or maybes. This is a must that we come together and gather ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And on that note, we're going to let that be the last thing that you hear. We love everyone. We say shalom, shalom to everyone. And we're going to be emailing this session out to all of our Christian brothers and sisters, our Hebrew brothers and sisters, everyone under the sound of our voice. We will most likely play this particular clip on the days that we do not have a show, or so that we, everyone will know where we stand and what we believe in and the reason why we're here. And we say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. We love all of you, sisters of Zion, brothers, the soldiers, the ones that are on the street corners, the ones that are in the Knesset. All of you, we love you with a sincere love of the Most High Yah. We are committed to building this nation, and we're going to do it. It's not a government agency, a devil, or anyone that's going to be able to stop it, because it's mandated by Yah. And on that note, Shalom, Shalom, everybody. See you later. We'll see you on tomorrow at 3:30. We'll be here so we can deliver some information to you. We're planning on having some guests on our show tomorrow that will give us an opportunity. We have the School of Knowledge that we have on. We have a newcomers class on Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you're interested, please email the School of Knowledge director at NOYDOSK@gmail.com, or you can email us at theYehudaProject@gmail.com, and we will get the information to her so that she can get you out of syllabus and all the information that you need to be able to join the show, because we want everyone to feel free to come in, to learn, to teach, and to understand the scriptures so that we move forward in the building of the nation. And on that note, we say Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom.
Ah!